From the land of the free and the home of the Chiefs, this is the Locked On Chiefs podcast.
Welcome back to Locked On Chiefs. It is a whole new thing now that the Chiefs know who their opponent is, and we're going to talk in depth about how to go about it, what this future looks like this coming week. Chris, thanks for being here and doing everything that you do. I know you saw more of this game than I actually did live. What's your biggest takeaway from what the Colts are bringing in Arrowhead?
Well, I think they have a good offense, but the question to me is how good of an offense they really have. I think they scored quickly against Houston, but after scoring quickly, they didn't do much and they didn't do anything in the second half. They just held Houston to 7 points in the second half and didn't score any themselves. And maybe that's going a little bit conservative, but at the same time, you know, that begs a question. You know, you're not going to hold Kansas City to 7 points in a game. I doubt you hold Kansas City under 28.
Agreed. There's no way that you can win a playoff game against Kansas City in Arrowhead scoring 21 points. No way at all. And this is maybe a good opportunity for Chiefs Kingdom and the fans to exorcise the demons of Colts games of the past, because I think a couple of things about their offense, but I don't think this defense is particularly good enough on the Colts side to slow the Chiefs in any way, given what they've done against other pretty stout defenses this season.
Well, and then you look at, you know, can they stop Travis Kelce? The Colts are the worst against tight ends. Travis Kelce, I expect, is going to have a big game. And obviously, this is Monday's episode, and we don't really know about injuries right now, but I fully expect that you're going to at least see Sammy Watkins playing this week. And I think there's a good possibility LDT is back as well.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of questions specifically about Watkins, and folks, we'll have the update when we know. But as we record this on Sunday, obviously there's no information yet. I think that really just ups the ante for what the Chiefs can do at home with their crowd on offense that I just don't feel like. The Colts offense, I think, is working well. I think Frank's got some things going with a resurgent Andrew Luck, who, remember, folks, at the beginning of the season, no one was sure he was going to be the player that he was. Well, I think we've solved that mystery. But when we look at the Chiefs offense against this defense, I think clearly their MVP, a great story in and of itself, Leonard, the middle linebacker, great play this year. First year, all pro rookie season, a guy that's formidable, but not against a Chiefs team that doesn't want to run the ball between the tackles. Or if they do, wants to use the speed outs and the outside zones with Williams. I don't think if Spencer Ware's back in the game that this particular matchup with Leonard in the middle is something that they can really exploit.
Yeah, probably not. But the other side of that is like you said, they don't really try to attack you that way to begin with. So it's not really a concern to me, because you look at what Kansas City likes to do, and I fully expect that they're going to come in, they're going to try to spread the ball out, and they're going to try to get mismatches that way. And I do expect Chiefs Kingdom to be off the hook on Saturday. And yes, I said off the hook, and I will be there for the game. So I'm excited about that as well.
I think you're the guy leading off the hook at this point.
Yeah. We'll see if I have a voice come Sunday.
And folks, that's one of the reasons that we're going to record in an interesting pattern after this game. Win, lose, or draw, we will have post game for you. It just probably will be a little bit different. I look at this game and I think there's obviously a ton of takeaways, and we'll get into the individual matchups as the week goes on. But like I said, the middle linebacker's a great story. Can this secondary really hope to slow down, especially Tyreek Hill, but if Sammy Watkins is back as well, I think that's pretty prime matchup.
I would agree. And you look at what this game is going to mean for both teams. Obviously, the Colts have already won a game in the playoffs, and it's pretty amazing that they're back to being in the playoffs. And Andrew Luck had a good year. But when you look at Andrew Luck's year, and you say he had a good year, you look at Patrick Mahomes' year and you say, well, okay, if Luck was good, what do you call Mahomes? Because Mahomes' year was way better than Luck's was, and great, I don't think, is even a good enough adjective for it.
I think you're right. And when you look particularly at their secondary, you see that where they let teams like the Raiders and the Texans the first time really have their way with them in coverage. They have cleaned things up. Week 17 against the Titans, not a formidable passing team. They played a little bit better in coverage, had probably their best of the season, in my opinion, from what I've seen on film, and played pretty well against the Texans. But the Texans have Nuke, and yeah, I think that's a little bit singular target that they could really put all their attention on Hopkins.
Well, and that's sometimes the way it works. And, you know, Hopkins is a fantastic player, and I think he's one of the best five wideouts in the NFL. And I think Tyreek Hill is right there with him at this point. I do think that Hill's taking that next step and into the top five. So it's going to be interesting to see how things shake out in this game. I really do think that Kansas City is going to be very ready to go for this game. I just can't see them coming out and playing, playing bad. Bad's really not the right word I'm looking for. I'm trying to think. Playing like they look stale. This team has so much to prove. This year was not a fluke, and I don't think that it was a fluke. But, you know, the biggest question I have going into this game isn't really the defense. It's how, what kind of Patrick Mahomes player do we see come out on Saturday? Is he going to come out and play like he played early in the New England game, or is he going to come out poised and collected?
Yeah, I agree. Can you get off, and it, in terms of game flow, that makes the decision on whether they can get out to a good rolling start and get off on the right foot, get out to that lead. Because what you saw the Colts do against the Texans was run the ball very well. Marlon Mack had some of the best runs I've seen him have all season. But again, a zone heavy team, and we'll talk about the defense there. So if the Chiefs can get out to that lead, like much of the formula has been this season, I think that puts them in a dramatically better situation.
Well, and it's not just if they can get out to that lead. Like I said, it's more of, can they play well in the first quarter? And that doesn't necessarily mean that they have to get up 14-0, but if they can move the ball and be effective that way, even if they only score 7 points in the first quarter, that's better than kicking field goals when you're a team like Kansas City, who's struggled at times in big games because Mahomes has come out and been off in the first quarter. And I'm excited about the kid. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to be a downer on him, but that was one of the things that really hurt them at times this season, is he came out and he was errant early, especially in that Patriots game where it cost them, I think, 11 points. Or right. Sorry, it would have been 8 points.
I do feel like they built on that and came out last week, obviously against a Raiders team that was overmatched, and honestly not, I don't think their heart was in it, but we saw him come out a little more aggressive, be more poised to get more done in that first quarter. I agree with you. That's a serious thing.
Well,
folks, we're going to take our first.
I just want to finish with this real quick, and I know we need to take a break, but what I'm trying to say is I guess I did see the Raiders game being a bigger game, but it's not going to be the type of pressure that he had when he started facing New England and when he started facing, you know, those other teams that were marquee matchups at the time.
True.
So.
And that does have an effect. But we'll get more into Mahomes as this week goes on, folks. We'll take our first break. We're going to come back and talk about the other side.
Are you looking to reach new customers? I could be mentioning your business right now. Podcast listeners are 60% more likely to interact with their sponsors than on web pages or other forms of media. Our demographic is 98% males and offers more opportunities than traditional media audiences. Have your company sponsor this podcast today. Email us at lockedonchiefs@gmail.com.
Do we really have to talk about the other side?
We really do. you know, this was an opportunistic defense the Chiefs put out in Arrowhead last time they played. Against, again, a Raiders team that I think had packed it in for the season quite a bit. I won't say it completely. Especially Sorensen's touchdown was a total lack of concentration on the Raiders' part. They're not going to see that from these Colts. These Colts, this is a playoff game. Andrew Luck is Captain Andrew Luck for a reason. Whatever you think of his physical abilities now post-injury, he's still a leader. He's still the guy that has come back and played very, very well against this defense when they had guys like Tom Bahaly and Derek Johnson. So still a formidable foe in my mind. And I think when you look at the Chiefs defense and how they're set up, what Mac was able to do against the Texans gives Frank Reich a good baseline to try and run against this Chiefs defense.
And no, I agree with that. What I will say, though, is I do think that it's going to be a completely different game because I can't see how you come out and try to run the ball on a regular basis unless you are able to stop Kansas City multiple times early on. Because if you get down 14 points or even 7 points and you're afraid that you're not going to get, that you're going to end up going down 14 points, you can't be running the ball on a regular basis because this team can score too quickly. Mahomes has shown that even though he may be errant early in games, he comes back and figures it out in the second half. So this Colts team is going to have to be ready and prepared for that. And maybe running the ball is going to work for them, but I just can't see that it's going to be something they're going to be able to do the entire game because I think they're going to get behind.
I feel that way too. If they are able to get some stops on Mahomes early and keep the offense from scoring, I think it lends to having that, being able to attack the Chiefs' biggest weakness, which I still feel is the run. And Frank's been very good this season. Frank Reich is a first-year head coach in Indianapolis. And this is, I think, very eye-opening, especially for a team that had that debacle with Josh McDaniels saying yes and backing out and that whole thing. To end up with Frank Reich, who I think is being very creative with his offense, and more so than I would say when he was a coordinator in some places, being able to attack the deficiencies of his opponent a little bit more. I feel like if the Chiefs don't get out to that lead, we're going to see them try to run on them because I'm not sure the Chiefs are going to be able to have a whole lot of success on first and second down.
No, that's certainly a possibility. You have to worry about that, and you have to worry about being able to stop the run, and I get that. Like I said, I think that it really depends on what Chiefs offense we see in this game. If we see the Chiefs offense that came out and played against the Rams, I don't think that Indianapolis can keep pace with that. I just don't think they have the weapons to keep pace with that. Kansas City's defense is going to be opportunistic enough to get one or two stops. If you can come out and play like you played against the Rams, the Colts aren't going to be able to score enough points.
I agree. I think it's very telling the way that these matchups run that a couple of guys that had a lot of success are some of the classic weaknesses the Chiefs have had. You see, Eric Ebron has had like a resurgence of his entire career this season in Indianapolis. Still an athletic tight end, something that the Chiefs have had trouble covering tight ends, quite honestly, very often without Eric Berry. And obviously not knowing Barry's status, I have to think there's no way that he misses a playoff game after having played this season. I know they gave him the week off last week, but I feel like that was in preparation for the playoff run. So I think he's kind of a cog that is in a position that the Chiefs are a little deficient against tight ends in general. And I think they're going to try to use him. They do run a lot of two tight end sets.
Yeah. And it's certainly possible that they're going to go that direction. I do think that the Colts have good weapons outside of Ebron. Obviously, they have T.Y. Hilton. The question is, do they have a second wide receiver that's going to be able to attack this defense well enough? And, you know, Inman has played decent. I think Ryan Grant's their other receiver that they have on the field a lot. I just don't know that those guys are going to be guys that are going to really be effective against this team. And I do think that the corners have played better than maybe the numbers suggest, but really when you look at this Chiefs defense versus this Colts offense, if the Colts have to pass the ball, the bigger question becomes, can you get to Luck? Because that offensive line has been fantastic. And if you can't get to Luck, then that's going to create plays for the Colts. And that's really going to be a big issue. And I really am curious how they use Chris Jones this week because they line him up against Quentin Nelson. I'm not saying Jones is going to get stonewalled the entire game, but there's certainly a possibility of it.
I don't see a possibility of if stonewall you means like blanked out. I will tell you this. Quentin Nelson, when I scouted him last season pre-draft, his only weakness was he was susceptible to speed rushes. You don't see that from the interior tackles very often, but Chris Jones is unique in that he has that ability. So I feel like that's still a decent matchup, although I think you're right that he is the strongest part of that line. I feel like the tackles are susceptible as well, and getting pressure with Houston and Ford and even possibly Breland Speaks, because I feel like Braden Smith, especially, he's played well as a young player at right tackle, but I do feel that he's a little susceptible to the bull rush as well, and that plays into Breland Speaks' abilities.
Well, and like I said, I think that that's certainly a possibility. I just wonder how this is going to stack up, because this offensive line versus their offensive line versus our defensive line. The Texans had some great players in Watt and Clowney, and it didn't seem to very matter. It didn't seem to matter much.
Yeah, and that's fair. And I will tell you, you brought up T.Y., and I think that's obviously he's their best receiver. He has unique speed, and I think this is really where it comes into what we've seen. Tavarius Ward lately has got to be key, because Orlando Scandrick can't play against him. I'll tell you that right now. I don't think Fuller can keep up with him in a foot race. So if they start to get vertical, I think that's problematic even for the Chiefs' best cover corner. So I think it really comes down to Ward.
Certainly could. And, you know, Steven Nelson is in that same boat. I don't think he has the speed for it. You look at this team, it's going to be a very interesting game on both sides of the ball, because, you know, both teams are able to put up points. And like I said, I don't think the Colts can put up near as many points as the Chiefs can. But, you know, the question is can this Chiefs team, you know, get one or two stops and keep the game out of reach for Indianapolis to put them? Because like you said earlier, the Colts want to run the ball. If the Chiefs can get them out of that game plan, it's going to go a lot better for them.
Agreed. Folks, we're going to take a break, and I want to talk a little bit about exercising the Colts defense.
We have a powerful new feed to tell you about. Check out Locked On NFL Net on Twitter. It is all the inside information from our hosts for all the Locked On shows for all of the NFL teams in one Twitter feed. That's LockedOnNFL.net on Twitter. Check that out today.
So just before we wrap this up, and folks, we're keeping it short this week because we need to find out some things before we can talk in depth about this coming matchup. But Chris, from your perspective, this is an opportunity that I feel like the Chiefs are the number one seed for the reason. I think on paper, while there are some pitfalls, I think the Chiefs are clearly the better team on paper. They just have to get it done. But what does that do for a fan base that has been burned by this particular organization in Indianapolis over the years?
Well, I think you have to look at, just because they've been burned by Indianapolis doesn't mean they're going to get burned by Indianapolis this time. But what I do understand why people are a little leery about this game. What it really comes down to is the offense going to be able to execute, and is Andy Reid going to keep the pedal to the metal? Because if he keeps the pedal to the metal, I do think that this offense will be able to take care of this team. And it may not be a very close game. I mean, we'll have to see how that ends up shaking out. But what I will say about this is I get why the fan base is so up in arms about how this is going to shake out. And Kansas City, you know, their long history of not being very good in the playoffs and whatnot. But you have to look at this team and you have to understand this is not the same team that we've ever had. We've never had a quarterback like Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City. And I will say never, because I'll be honest, I wasn't alive when Lynn Dawson played, but I can guarantee you that Lynn Dawson didn't do some of the things that Patrick Mahomes has done. Now, he was ahead of his time, but this is a little bit ridiculous on what we've seen from Mahomes this season. So just remember, the past doesn't predict the future in this case. And I just do not see a letdown coming from this team. But at the same time, just know this is something that they're going to build on regardless of what happens in this game. We did not expect, at least you and I did not expect them to go 12-4 and be sitting there at the one seed, not when the season started.
Absolutely. And for the record, I was not alive when Lenny was playing either. I just want that on the record. So.
Are you sure?
Hey, when I look at the driver's license, it says so. Okay. But I agree with you. They're ahead of where we had hoped they'd be for this season, in terms of their evolution to a winning team. But I think getting the home field advantage changes everything. I think that ups expectations, and we have to see them at least win the first round.
No, and I agree with that.
They're still taking a step forward.
No, I completely agree with that. I'm just sitting here saying that Mahomes is 23. This is by far the best window Kansas City is going to have for a Super Bowl because of his rookie contract. But at the same time, there were very few people out there that believed that this was possible this year. And a lot of the reason isn't even necessarily Mahomes, although he was part of it, but knowing that there, this defense wasn't going to be something that was going to be in most people's eyes Super Bowl worthy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good start. And I think there's more to come. So folks, we'll be back with you tomorrow. We're going to start looking at matchups, especially once we know the status of some of the Chiefs players and how they can be put into this game plan. So let us know how you're feeling about it at Locked On Chiefs on Twitter. We're getting real close to that 5,000 follower mark. We appreciate everything you guys have been doing. Check out RGR Football for some of the film review that I've done. And we will talk to you tomorrow.
Subscribe to the show on iTunes or Google Play. Follow the show on Twitter at Locked On Chiefs. Check out my work at RGR Football on YouTube, Chris's work on LockedOnChiefs.com, and all of Seth's film analysis at TheAthletic.com. Thanks for listening.